So you had a drink or two at your neighbor's barbecue, and you jumped in the pool with your clothes on. Dropped the burger on the ground, but you still choked it down, just following the 5-second rule. You shot a bottle rocket out of a gas can. You tried to ride a cooler down the hill. You nearly burned the neighbor's house to the ground when you dumped the lighter fluid on a propane grill.
People make some bad decisions when they're drinking, but the worst one of all is to get behind the wheel, booze it, and lose it. Paid for by the Tennessee Governor's Highway Safety Office.
Go Big Orange! Welcome, Knoxville, to the new Yahoo Sports Radio 1180. WVLZ Knoxville.
It all started with a radio show almost 25 years ago. It's grown into a multimedia empire with one simple goal: to keep it real for the Big Orange universe. It's grown into a website. It's grown into television. It's grown into the best post-game fan radio show in college football. The Smart Way Garza Law Firm Fifth Quarter Fan Reaction. But it all started with this. Welcome home, Vol fans. Welcome to the Tony Basilio Show with your host, Tony Basilio.
We're going inside the enemy today. We're going inside enemy lines. Looking under the hood at the Bammers later on today in the program. Going to look under the hood at the Bammers. Tonight I'm on with Coach Glanville, who tells me that Tennessee's offense on their first touchdown was masterful. He's going to diagram that play tonight on television for us. T-Rob's pumped for the Bama game. I'm pumped. You can feel the spirit in the air here. Man, we are having a great week here weather-wise, if that's any indication of what's going to happen Saturday. And I'm holding out for hope and holding on to hope anywhere I can get it. So, as we continue, we keep hope alive on a day where CC Hoops broke. We also break down the Chancellor deal. Tennessee, everything they do has to be dramatic. And no, I'm not being a drama king. Just the way it is. Check out the blog at TonyBasilio.com today as we take our first and brief timeout and commence with Dr. Sinclair after this.
Your family has a lot to worry about these days, like birthday parties, science projects, and earning that coveted pizza party in Mrs. Johnson's reading class. Worrying about getting there safely should not be one of them. No matter where you're going, or whatever weather tries to stand in your way, provide for your family the peace of mind they deserve with the Michelin Premier family of tires. With more science inside, it revolutionizes the way tires perform as they wear, so they're safe when new and safe when worn. Now also available in light truck tires. The Michelin Premier family of tires gives your car, truck, minivan, or SUV a luxurious ride and confident control of the road, so you can focus on the precious cargo is safe. Stop by Fleet Tire, I-275 exit 1B in Knoxville. That's Fleet Tire, I-275 exit 1B in Knoxville. Meet our family of experts. Make sure you have the tires designed to meet your needs in any weather. Safe refers to wet braking, wet handling, and hydroplaning resistance when tires are new and worn to 5/32nds of an inch. Fleet Tire. Fall is here, and with the beautiful weather comes football. Nothing goes better with the game than Calhoun's world-class barbecue. That's why you need to visit any of the 9 East Tennessee area Calhouns on your way to the game and pick up a Calhoun's Feed 5 or Feed 10 family pack. It's a tailgating touchdown in a box. Start with Calhoun's Hickory Smoked Barbecue. Add the buns, Smoky Mountain baked beans, and creamy coleslaw, and you've got a meal that will score a touchdown with every fan. Calhoun's even throws in the plates, napkins, and utensils in an easy-to-carry box. And the best part, it only costs just over $5 per person. An 80-yard touchdown scoring drive. The Calhoun's Feed 5 or Feed 10 family pack. Order online at Calhoun's.com or download the quick and easy Calhoun's app, where ordering has never been easier. And they'll have it ready and waiting. The Feed 5 and Feed 10 family packs from Calhoun's, one of the Copper Cellar family of restaurants. Eat local, eat good. Tony B here, and we're joined by Marcos Garza. Marcos, you're among a handful of attorneys certified by the National Highway Safety Traffic Administration. How does this give you an edge when it comes to serving the living listener?
The National Highway Safety Traffic Administration has put together some standardized testing, and that standardized testing means you got to do it the same way across every state in the entire United States. Those procedures are important because officers rely on those in determining whether people are impaired or not impaired based on that training. If you're certified in that training or if you've gone through that training, which I've gone through both the student course multiple times, I've gone through the instructor's course, and I've actually helped teach that course to other attorneys across the country and lectured on that. And the determination you come to in order to rely on those tests in determining whether or not you can arrest somebody as an officer, you've got to do the test correctly under the right conditions, and you have to also determine whether or not the suspect or the person you're administering them to is qualified to attempt to take those tests to begin with.
So before you say guilty, you better say Garza. 865-540-8300. 865-540-8300. 540-8300. The Garza Law Firm.
Tony B with Tom McGreen
with Smoothie King.
I want to thank each of you for supporting Smoothie King over the last 17 years. Smoothie King is proud to serve the great people of East Tennessee and Vol Nation, and even those that support other teams. We invite everyone to become Smoothie King for life, just like Tony Basilio and a cast of thousands.
And what a journey it's been. Our friendship started in 99, game days down on Cumberland Avenue Strip. Those were the days.
We have traditional fruit smoothies, high-protein smoothies, veggie and vegan smoothies, Greek yogurt smoothies, and coffee smoothies. A lot has changed at Smoothie King over the years, and it keeps getting better. Remember to make the Sip-by-Sip program part of your life. Use Smoothie King as a meal replacement 5 or more times a week, and you will notice the difference it makes in your life.
This is too much for me to handle. Smoothie King continues to take it to the next level! Make Smoothie King a part of your life, like I did so many years ago. And Mrs. B loves the Strawberry Kiwi Breeze. Smoothie King is a real game changer.
Smoothie King.
Delicious
and nutritious.
The healthy alternative to fast food.
Smoothie King.
You thinking about buying or selling your house? There's never been a better time with the market as hot as it is today. Call the team at Day & Associates and let them help. Need to sell your house? Better call Day. Looking for a new home? Better call Day. Don't know what your home is worth and want a free market evaluation? Better call Day. Call Kevin or Donnie. 621-5510 or 577-2100. Looking for a career change? Or how about a secondary source of income? Day & Associates, now looking for qualified real estate agents to join their team. 621-5510 or 577-2100. Better call Day. Want to learn how to say better call Day in Espanol?
Mejor día de la llamada.
Better call Day. In Espanol.
Mejor día de la llamada.
Better call Day.
Mejor día de la llamada.
Day & Associates.
Mejor día de la llamada.
Better call Day. Time to dream, man. Time to dream. That always makes me think of the late, great Doug Anderson when Cheap Trick played Moose's Music Hall back in the 90s. And my man Judge Rawson downtown in the city, in the traffic court, knows this is a true story because he saw this. The late, great Doug Anderson, who passed away from cancer, God, man, a while ago. Guy used to go to record shows with and peruse autographs and bootlegs. Anyway, Doug was a prolific music collector. And anytime an act would come to town, Doug would sit there and chase him around for autographs. So he's at Moose's Music Hall, and there's like 50 people there watching Cheap Trick when they bottomed out in the late 90s. And it's the original band. It's Robin Zander, it's Rick Nielsen, it's Bunny Carlos, it's all those guys. And Anderson, at one point, this is no joke now. This is how much he had a little red car. I forget what it was, but it was small. The guys are throwing their amplifiers, and Rick Nielsen's got his guitar, and he's holding on to it. And Doug is taking them back to the hotel. Doug was their ride. These freaking guys couldn't even afford transportation. Hey, Doug's like, can I get your autograph? They're like, sure, man. They sit out there and talk, and they go, hey, would you do us a favor and give us a ride back to the hotel? He goes, what? He goes, well, this is a first for me. That's a true story. He gave them a ride back to their hotel. And man, I didn't believe him, right? He gets a big, huge package in the mail like a couple of weeks later after they come off that tour.
And they sent him a bunch of stuff, thanking him. Thanks for the ride. He was bringing them back and forth. Doug was like their Uber driver when it wasn't even cool. The late, great Doug Anderson, rest in peace. We play songs with dreams in them today. Because why not? This Tennessee team does the impossible. They've done it all year. And beating Alabama this weekend is, I mean, let's face it. If you're on the outside looking in at this, as I bring in Dr. Sean Sinclair here, as he stays with me on Wednesdays. By the way, Cecil the Diesel Hurt joins us at noon. No relation, I don't think, to Alabama's quarterback. Cinco, how you doing, brother?
Tony, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me today.
Are you ready? You ready for this weekend? You ready to dream a little dream?
You're going to dream big, my man.
There you go. Because this team here, it defies conventionality, right? Doesn't it?
Boy, I don't put a ceiling on this team. Nothing
nope.
surprises me anymore. Nothing shocks me.
No, I'm going to, you're going to appreciate this. I was talking to Coach Glanville about our TV show tonight, and he said, man, he said, you know what got really lost in that game? In the loss, because he was down there, and we were just kind of preparing for what we're going to go over tonight. He said, what got lost is that Tennessee did some stuff on offense. He said, I've been coaching 50-some-odd years. He said, they ran a few plays I've never seen before. And tonight he's going to go to the grease board, and he's going to break down that first, was it Tennessee's first touchdown that Josh Dobbs caught?
Yes.
That was their first. He said, I'm just going to tell you, he said that was some incredibly designed play. He said, and the truth is, if Josh Dobbs takes that snap from under center, he said he's not eligible to catch that pass there. And he said by him walking out into the pattern and acting like he was calling an audible, he said, I've never seen that. He said, and when we looked at it, as we were looking at it, in just for preparation, as part of our film study for the Bama game, tonight he's going to really get into it. You know, Cinco, that's been kind of lost in this week is those guys really did a hell of a job keeping their team in that game last week. There was a lot of good coaching that went on in that game.
Yeah, I know it's cool these days to rip on DeBoard, but you know I'm a fan of DeBoard's. I think he calls a nice game. Some things I wouldn't mind seeing tweaked, but you know, Danielson was in that Florida game was just falling all over himself with some of the plays that were designed, specifically the Josh Malone out of the backfield, little skinny post for a touchdown. So I think he does a nice job, and I think they're a well coached team. I can't defend the turnovers. But I stand behind. I think they're all good coaches. Now, Willie Martinez needs to think of a few things through, but I think we're in good hands.
You know, when you say Willie Martinez, I mean, his unit's been absolutely riddled by injuries, though, right?
They have, but when you take a look at last year in the Bowling Green game,
yeah,
and traditionally there, every single, I can't speak for Cam Sutton because he's an anomaly over there, but
yes,
every other player on that, in that secondary seems to have the same technique. So you can't just blame Justin Martin or Mosley. They all seem to not turn around for the ball and play the ball. So you have to assume that that's the technique they're being taught.
865-200-5402 if you want to get in with us. Today at TonyBasilio.com, we kind of looked under the hood, as we like to from time to time. Also, CC Hoops, with an incredible report. I just continue to marvel at this place, and in particularly, I continue to marvel, Cinco, at how hard it is, and it's just so frustrating for us to get things done around here. And here's the latest on the chancellor search. This is really kind of sad, but Brian Nolan's candidacy has either been internally torpedoed by a faction, or he's just decided this isn't worth it. And I think it's probably a combination of the two. The situation is, and this is going to directly impact what happens on the athletic directorship search. It's going to directly impact whether or not it's David Blackburn, who people have come up to me, Cinco, and well-meaning people who I love, and have said to me, David Blackburn doesn't want that job, Tony. I just want to help. I want to save you from the.
I communicate with certain people that have a similar name as David Blackburn, and I could tell you without question that's 100% not true.
I've had more than one person, which I give Blackburn credit. You got to learn to play poker when you're him. And you gotta, you know, he's telling certain friends, which is a smart thing to do, because you never want to appear as that guy that's quote unquote politicking for the job, so to speak.
Sure.
Here is the way we're phrasing it at TonyBasilio.com. The Nolan deal, the hopes are dimming on him. People I talk to around that deal say that it looked a month or so ago like he was the next guy. That's not the case today. Now we're heading for chaos. And here's why. The process, which used to be, I bring you to campus, you interview with DePietro and a couple key people and a couple key boosters, has now turned into, and this is thanks to a mechanism that's now been put in place. Pay real, real close attention to this, everybody. Pay really close attention to this. Those of you who said, why were you all over Dave Hart? I want you to pay really, really get close here and listen up. Tennessee now has steps in place where now you've got to go through countless channels before things happen. And you also have to go through, like, for instance, the entire board is going to be there for the Alabama weekend, this weekend. And if anybody has beefs, they can now bring them up at that time, and they have mechanisms in place thanks to the legislature getting embarrassed by Dave Hart's activity with regards to the Lady Vols. So I'm going to file this under, internally, what we call heartburn. Dave Hart, because he couldn't help himself with the gals and what he did and his little witch hunt that he went on against those defenseless women. Dave Hart has now left us with, in this chancellor search, each candidate, Doc Sinclair, you tell me if this sounds inviting to you. Let's say you're at a school, I don't know, TCU, down there with Earl's boy, and you're the number two in charge, and you got a chance to get Tennessee's chancellor job, but down there you're making 700 grand. But you have a shot at the $1 million deal, okay? You're going to have to be paraded in front of various committees and stakeholders, and it's very public. So your school is going to know that you are, in fact, entertaining and being wooed by Tennessee. Do you want to go through that? Do you want to go through that? A semi-public dog and pony show. This did not exist until now. This did not exist before Dave Hart. This is a remnant of Hurricane Hart. That's what I'm talking about here. There are now new systems in place. And you could argue one way or the other, are the systems the right way to go, blah, blah, blah. But now we've got a semi-public dog and pony show, and either Brian Nolan said, hey, you know what? I'm happy up here at East Tennessee State. You know, we're doing good things. Or somebody torpedoed his deal internally. But whatever the case, suffice to say, this is now a little bit of a mess. Dr. Sinclair, are you surprised this is a mess, that it wasn't just a clean and easy hire?
No, because it's become a microcosm of what we see in the political system right now.
Yep.
You know, and people can't really have it both ways. I mean, talk shows are just absolutely filled with people when times are bad that they want the big money boosters to step up and buy out a bad coach or pay for new facilities or do this. They want their money. They want the Bobby Lauders. They want the Paul Bryant Juniors. They want the whoever it is with Tennessee to step up and bail everybody out. But then they want them to take a back seat and not have their opinions or their, you know, their favorites in there. So you can't really have it both ways. I mean, no successful business person is going to write a check blindly and just walk away from it. That's nonsense. I wouldn't do that. Well, I'm not their financial level, but I wouldn't come close to it. And I say anybody that would be foolish. So no. And then also board of trustees and anyone else, they want just like in politics, they want their person in there so that they can talk to them on the red phone and say, hey, this is what I want done. So no, it's sad, but no, it doesn't surprise me at all.
You know, and the other side of that is the whole deal of where it leaves the athletic directorship search. And this weekend, politically, is going to be very interesting because a guy who's going to get a key vote in this, who's about to take on, and I believe he's about to join the Board of Trust, is Peyton Manning. And Peyton Manning loves his school, and Peyton Manning wants what is right for his school. And Peyton Manning's going to have both factions in this David Blackburn thing, which the truth is nothing can happen on it till something happens on that chancellor search. At least that's a Joe DiPietro's stated intent. However, with this Nolan thing and that whole thing falling through, does he revisit that and say, hey, let's just get an AD hired for continuity's sake around here because it's going to be forever? Because he knows it's going to be a circus. And to be honest with you, I think DiPietro, I think that he's open to his days being semi-numbered around there because I think they already know who the new president's going to be. I'm just telling you, this thing is a treat behind the scenes. Anyway, so...
Can I speak on Manning? Behalf?
Yeah, please.
I think that's fine because for starters, he and Blackburn are very close.
Good.
Extremely close.
Good, because here's what's interesting. Go ahead.
Well, second of all, I think Peyton Manning is just generations Johnny Majors or Phil Fulmer or whoever it would be because
whoever.
He has the clout, he has the aura that people kind of are starstruck by him still.
Yep.
He has the academic background. He has the business background. He has all those things where he can, I'm thinking, could unite. He has the vested interest with the scholarships and the donations.
Yep.
Even if you're skeptical about how he's done it or, you know, he's oversaturated in the market, whatever. But he has a way of equally calming down all factions. And I think he's a good influence on there, to be quite frank.
I totally agree. I think that he's, you know, he would be, to me, he's the closest thing to Michael Jordan that exists in American sports. And Michael Jordan's a phenomenon. Or Tiger Woods prior to his bimbo eruptions. And Manning is worth celebrating because so little is worth celebrating at times. In the stratosphere that he's in. And I think he's ultimately going to get a say in this deal. And what's interesting is a couple of people internally that he helped get hired to show you how influential he is are squarely in the camp of John Gilbert. Now, do they try to pull, because I think they're going to, if they haven't already, try to pull Peyton away and his support away from Blackburn. And in the middle of all this, there's a big holding pattern going on. So let's move along. Orange Throat has some tidbits for us. Your thoughts before we do anything else on the Danny O'Brien news, Cinco. It's very, very sad to me.
Yeah, there's been some talk that Danny has outside forces, we'll say, that have contributed to some of his behavior. Not people, but... I'll just leave it at that. And
issues,
you know,
as we say. Issues.
Yeah, issues. Let's go with that.
Yeah.
And you know what? The guys, I thought, however, if it was him or whoever did it for him, that kind of apology, et cetera, I thought it was showed a lot of class.
Yep.
And, you know, in this life, you know, nobody's perfect.
Nope.
And he stood up for it. He's taken quite a consequence here because he will be remembered as the guy by some that got thrown off the team for behavior unbecoming.
Yep.
And but I also think that he'll also be he'll be forgiven. I think he's already been forgiven and all that stuff.
Yep.
Because of the kind of guy he was. But you know, I'll take it a different step. I think it's a I think it's a blessing in disguise in a way, because I think they've been kind of soft on Alexis Johnson and some other guys, and this will force. I mean, if you saw that, Tuttle and McKenzie kind of became a defensive tackle down in College Station. He took off his country club attire for a little bit and became a football player in my eyes.
Yeah, and it's interesting because that's what Vol Colonel's reporting, that Khalil McKenzie went with the ones in practice on Tuesday in light of the Danny O'Brien stuff. And Vol Colonel phrases it this way: I'm not saying it's going to be McKenzie who starts in his place, but he was getting the first crack at it. Colonel was there yesterday and gave us a couple of tidbits we're going to go through. But back to O'Brien for a second, Sink. Here's my thing. When a guy plays as hard as he played here and played beat up like he played beat up here at times and gave 1,000% effort, and he has off-field things and he's got some weaknesses, who among us doesn't have a weakness, okay? Who among the living in this land of the living doesn't have a weakness of some kind, or hasn't been there, or can't identify with somebody who has, or a family member? And I just know that somebody who's fought depression in my life, that kind of thing can make you do things that you're just not proud of. I just know that in my own life. And so it gives me a kind of a soft heart towards somebody like a Danny O'Brien. And tonight, I'll tell you what, I'm going to drop, I'm planning on giving my coonskin cap to Danny O'Brien and looking into that camera and saying, man, we love you, kid. You're still a part of what we're doing here. You're still a part of what goes on here. And I don't know if that's a misplaced thing for me to do that, Cinco, but I feel compelled to do that tonight, right now, and I'm going to do that. So,
well, I hope that we all, myself included, I hope that we don't celebrate Danny O'Brien and then crucify the LaMarcus Cokers or someone else.
No, exactly.
Else,
no, I'm
the Reggie Cobbs, because
exactly.
That's kind of low hanging fruit some, and so I don't want that to happen. But I'll say this: this is my little point.
Yeah.
I've never done recreational drugs.
Right.
That's not a moral thing. I was in an assembly when I was in fourth or fifth grade,
mm-hmm.
and I was absolutely the real life Beretta, the guy that Tony Blake played
mm-hmm.
in the show Beretta back in the '70s, mm-hmm. came to see, and he painted a picture of drugs that just stuck in my mind. It was so nasty and whatever. I just didn't do it. Again, I'm not judging.
God bless
I'm not
that
better.
Guy.
I'm not,
hey, God bless that guy. He touched your life.
Yeah, well, he saved lives that day. He impacted me. I'll tell you that. So the point being is that I've got a huge problem with anybody that says these are standardized drug programs throughout the. It's a joke. It's not. I mean, you tell me, you find me some other schools in the SEC where kids are regularly dismissed because of that. It's not, or in Oregon where it's against the law to test people for marijuana.
You know
so
what?
It's legal in Colorado or something
yeah.
like that, or anybody with a pulse can get a medical marijuana license. And,
correct.
And so that, to me, that's a joke. I mean, that's like being called for speeding in one state and not for another state, because that doesn't make any sense. So I think it's a rip-off, to be quite honest.
And you're a medical person saying this. Here's the truth. This is just the truth. And people listening to me know this is the case. Many of your kids who are in college, and I said this yesterday, my kids are 17. If I'm going to operate under the supposition that between now and the age of 25 that they're not going to try recreational drugs. And this makes my wife unbelievably mad. But I'm honest and open on here. If I'm going to operate under that supposition, here's what I pray. I pray that my kids find their bottom like I did and find God like I did. That's my prayer. And you're going to try things. People do. Very few people, Sean, are like you. Bino's like you. Bino never tried that stuff. Me and Bino were in a conversation about it. He said, "Did you?"
Well, again, I don't want it out there that I have some moral thing.
No.
I was scared to death.
You're scared. It scared you. Praise God.
Yeah.
Praise God for fear.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
I had no fear. I was bulletproof. You put it in front of me, I was trying it. You put it in front of me, I was, because I wanted to fit in. Now I've since grown as a human being and realized, I mean, to the point where I drive a beat up car around, I've gone from really caring what people think to not caring at all. I mean, my car has like 300,000 miles on it, my name all over it, and it looks like a fading NASCAR car. I mean, I look like I raced the thing in ARCA circa 1994. So somewhere we've metamorphosized Cinco into the other realm. But to a guy like Danny O'Brien, my heart goes out to him. And a mutual friend of ours reached out to Reggie Cobb about coming back here and letting us honor him, who's now an NFL scout, by the way, who's done really well for himself. Reggie's done really well for himself in the NFL internally. And he's a great success story. And I think Reggie feels a modicum of, I don't know if the word shame, I don't know what the word is, but I think he feels kind of like Tony Robinson did before he came back. Man, we would celebrate him. And I was thinking about, it's funny you mentioned him, because to those who were around here, I'll never forget, because I was an intern at Channel 8 at the time, over there with a young Rick Russo who was doing the weekends at the time, when I think Stan Cotton was still there at the time, when Reggie Cobb was kicked off the football team, and Johnny Majors had to go meet the depressed after that practice. And I know you were there internally. And man,
yep.
That was when we were getting ready with Cobb and Webb to go down to Alabama. And that was a damn gut punch, Cinco. That was one of those, what Bino calls, put your cup on deals. That was a put your cup on deal. It happened on Alabama week. And this whole thing with O'Brien, when you're carried off on a bodyboard, strapped to a board as your last play of your career, when that's the last we've seen of you, in a year that's as celebratory as this one, Sean, if that isn't a kick to the crotch, what is it?
Well, I'll tell you this. I was there, and when it was announced that Reggie was gone, it was like a death.
Mm.
And because, you know, there's in real life, we'd like to think so, but we don't look at everybody the same.
Right.
And Reggie, being a local kid, a huge, huge infectious smile. It was one of those ones where you were simply, for whatever reason, if the circumstances were identical, you just were sympathetic towards Reggie because he was just a, you know, and everybody carried water for him, including myself. Well, he got involved with the wrong people, et cetera, et cetera. The fact of the matter was, I'm sure he is now, but he's just a great, nice guy. And just to see that the fact that he was a great player was secondary, but the fact that he wasn't going to be around, it was horrible. It was absolutely horrible. And then we go down to LSU, and a number of the fraternity houses made it a big joke to decorate their lawns with certain things with Reggie in mind. And it made you mad, to be quite honest with you.
And to anybody who knows,
I wish he would come back.
Him. I want him to understand. People here, when they recount the great times of that era, Reggie Cobb, his performance against Iowa in that kickoff classic, which harkened Tennessee coming out of that kind of dismal 86 his freshman year. Everybody
Auburn.
Had those Leroy who that Auburn game, Sean, in 89 is my favorite Tennessee football game I've ever been to. That came up. Somebody asked me in a team mail a couple weeks back. Here I am with a young Laura, and you knew us back then. I knew you back
sure.
then. We run onto the field, and I look over at her, and she's stealing the kicking net. off the sidelines, and I say, I love her. She's beautiful and she's cool. We went and I got one of the towels off the sidelines that y'all had left. Cause y'all get out of there. Like when the field got rushed, I mean, y'all got to get out of there, right? It's scary stuff.
Wasn't it raining?
And it was raining. I mean, it was driving rain.
That's why you got out of there.
There you go. And y'all left things there and we pillaged it. It was like we were looting. Anyway, Cinco, stay right there. Leroy William, I'm going to jump you in. Leroy, stay right there, brother, okay? Can you stay right there, Leroy?
I'm right here.
All right, I want you to stay right there. I'm going to let you interface with Dr. Sinclair when we continue. And Leroy, you stay right there. Can you do that?
Yes, sir.
All right, brother, you're going to have the floor as I continue. Leroy, let me ask you something. When we hugged and kissed last week at the Kenjo Market, tell the truth, down there on Broadway, I made your weekend. Tell the truth.
Yeah, you made it, brother.
I kissed your neck, my friend.
Uh-huh.
All right, you stay right there. Leroy, when we continue. Briny Boy Hartman, play me on the way out here, because Cinco mentioned this guy who changed his life. This guy changed Cinco's life. Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Check this out. Crank it up and rip off the knob. Listen. Don't do it. Listen. Cinco, don't do it.
Don't do the crime if you can't
do the time. You don't do it. Keep your eye on the sparrow, baby.
Keep your eye on the sparrow.
Let me ask Leroy if he knows that one. Leroy, do you remember that jam right there?
Yeah, I know, brother.
Leroy, how old would you have been in 1977 when that was hot? 40 years ago, how old would Leroy have been?
35.
35? Wow, you're that old. Leroy, at the age of 35, would you have had some bell-bottom pants on?
Yeah.
Did you used to go to the discos?
Uh-huh.
Did you chase the honeys around?
No, I didn't do that. I just went and had fun.
You weren't chasing the men around, were you?
No, not me. That's my brother.
Stay right there, Leroy. We're going to continue on the other side after this.
Spread the word and get the app at TonyBasilio.com for Android and iPhones.
It's Performance Medicine Radio, presented by Performance Medicine. Our special guest is Dr. Tom Rogers. And Dr. Rogers, men are so under the gun right now, pressured in their lives, 24 hours a day. It's tough being a man these days.
I agree with you. Men are much more unhealthy than women. There's a lot more alcoholism. Men are more obese than women on average. They commit suicide about 10 times more frequently. They don't go to the doctor to get screened enough. They develop more cancers. They develop more heart disease and earlier. Most men are macho. They kind of ignore things until it's too late. So I try to emphasize to men to come in early. Let us kind of screen a few things and get some good advice on what you need to be doing. There's a lot of misconceptions and myths about testosterone therapy. I check every man's testosterone that comes into my office. There's a couple things I can tell you with certain surety is that testosterone does not cause heart disease. It does not cause prostate cancer, but you have to know what you're doing. I screen for these and pick the appropriate test to do and make sure that it's done very safely. But if you do it right, your life is going to go a lot better. I'm board certified in integrative medicine and fellowship trained. We do it the right way and you're in good hands, I can assure you.
A doctor you can talk to. Dr. Tom Rogers at Performance Medicine, 9700 Kingston Pike in Franklin Square next to Chop House, also with locations in Kingsport and Johnson City, online at performancemedicine.net. Performance Medicine.
Say it, kids!
Don't cook on those warm Tennessee days and nights. Let Elidio's Pizza take care of the heavy lifting. You can't beat that patented thin crust taste and Elidio's other goodies like spaghetti, calzone, and Vito's favorite, the stromboli. Mrs. B still loves the baked ziti. Elidio's Pizza, your warm weather workhorse. Elidio's Pizza, Callahan Drive at Central Avenue Pike. Say it, kids!
Elidio's Pizza!
Basiri
Mario here for the all-newly remodeled Sushi Spot. From the minute you get there, you'll see, feel, and taste the difference. The Sushi Spot features daily specials, like Monday half-off rolls, Tuesday half-off the butcher roll, Wednesday half-off the bombshell, Thursday half-off wine and sake, Friday features the $12 Basilio roll. Sushi Spot, a great place to eat it raw or not, with a tremendous hibachi selection, like steak and shrimp, or filet mignon, or filet and shrimp, or chicken and shrimp, or Beano's favorite, New York strip and shrimp. I love the yellowtail sashimi. Looks like watermelon, tastes like heaven. The Sushi Spot, with traditional rolls too. I'm partial to the Philly, with smoked salmon, cream cheese, avocado, and cucumber. So say Yoshi to the newly remodeled Sushi Spot, off Emory Road in Powell, next to Tanova North, online at sushispot.com. It's absolutely delicious, Sushi Spot. Is your computer network secure? Are you sure? For a limited time, Computer Depot will answer this question for free. Keeping your network safe and secure is much more than just making sure you have good virus protection. Give Computer Depot a call today and get the network and security assessment service for free, normally a $500 value. This service will evaluate your risk against virus, spyware, email, firewall vulnerabilities, data security, wireless networks, unsecured desktops, and so much more. Computer Depot has the right tools and technical training to give you the big picture of the health of your network. Call Computer Depot at 947-0749. 947-0749 to get your free, no obligation, network and security assessment, or stop by any of our four Computer Depot locations in Powell, West Knoxville, Seymour, or Sevierville, or online at ComputerDepotOnline.com. Computer Depot. Moosehead, Canada's oldest independent brewery, is a proud sponsor of the Fifth Quarter and the Tony Basilio Show. And why not? Because like Tennessee sports, Moosehead Lager is pure tradition. Moosehead's been brewing next level fine beers for over 145 years. Moosehead Brewery's flagship brand is a golden lager that's light in body and highly refreshing, offering a fine balance between malt sweetness and hot bitterness. Made from an age-old yeast culture, Moosehead Lager is brewed longer to impart its unique flavor. So answer the call and grab a Moosehead. One of the first people I met at the University of Tennessee way back in the day, Britton Spann. He's with Fairways and Greens. And Britton, first of all, thanks for sponsoring the program. And thank you for the impact Fairways and Greens has had on my golf family, including my son, who absolutely loves taking lessons there, from Jake Reeves.
Well, thank you, Tony. It's great to be with you. Great to be part of the show. Jake and Walt Chapman, Byron Williams, Suzanne Strobeck have years and years of combined teaching experience and playing experience, which really help prepare golfers of all abilities to get out and play their best golf.
You enjoy the game more when you understand what you're doing. Also, when you have proper equipment, and you guys do club fit there as well, yes?
Absolutely. We are known as the premier facility to get the right equipment in your hands. We have all the major name brands. You do not have to be a member. We welcome anyone listening that is interested in getting fitted for some clubs to the facility. We do fittings by appointment, a driver, set of irons, a wedge, even a putter. We can certainly take care of all your equipment needs.
Fairways and Greens. The number is 777-GOLF, and Britton online at?
Online at fairwaysandgreens.org.
Practice made perfect. Fairways and Greens.
Have you been thinking about attractive and durable polished concrete floors? You need to know about a company called Reflective Floor Treatments. They're a concrete grinding and polishing company that specializes in residential and commercial floors. Polished concrete floors require very little maintenance, and Reflective Floor can add stain colors and many more options. The high gloss finish can even save on lighting costs. Learn more about the benefits and value of polished concrete at ReflectiveFloorTreatments.com or call 806-0085. Reflective Floor Treatments.
When it comes to home field advantage, the two words you need to know are Neyland Stadium. And when you're talking dental insurance advantage, the two words to know are Delta Dental. And no is sure to bring a smile to your face, as in no hassles, no surprises, no special ID cards required. Want to know more? Visit them online at DeltaDentalTN.com. Delta Dental of Tennessee. Dental made simple.
Poor
portions of today's Tony Basilio Show are brought to you by KnoxvilleJiffyLube.com. Jiffy Lube now offers tires, brakes, and other services your vehicle needs. Go to KnoxvilleJiffyLube.com for $10 off oil change coupons and find one of the tires, brakes, and services locations. Jiffy Lube.
Jiffy Lube. What's up, y'all? Welcome you back. 45 past the hour. All right, as advertised, Dr. Sinclair, we were giving some love to my man Reggie Cobb when we left, and something about this Alabama week harkens you back to years past. I'll be with T-Rob tonight, harkens you back to years past. By the way, Swamp Rat Dewey Warren, who comes up later on today with his program right here on WVLZ, is going to be with us tonight on television, and he'll be on from 3 to 4 today. As a prelude to my friends from RTI, Rocky Top Insider tonight, who hold down the afternoon drive slot right here. Man, I'm really, really proud to be a part of this lineup. The really talented Tyler Wyatt before me. What a great talent in our young talent in our field. Give him a listen from 10 to 11 every day. Following Swaney in the morning. Let's bring Leroy Williams, who I believe needs his own radio show himself. In fact, Leroy, one day you hosted for me. I let you host. You remember that?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now you've got me. Can you turn me down in your ear and just talk to us through the phone here?
All right.
All right. How you doing, buddy?
I'm fine. Yourself? You got my ticket for the game Saturday? I did win that contest I signed up for last week, didn't I?
We're drawing on Friday, Leroy. We're drawing on Friday.
Huh?
We're going to draw out on Friday for it, Leroy.
Okay, what time?
We're going to draw out at 1 o'clock on Friday. And on Friday, Leroy, I'm going to be, it's interesting you should mention that to me, because I'm going to be Friday, Leroy, at the Kenjo Market. And it's very simple where I'm going to be, Leroy. I want you to be there. We're going to be over in Sono. We're going to be in Sono, 3120 Chapman Highway, Kenjo number 31 at 3120 Chapman Highway. Leroy William, I want you to be in that number.
Well,
in that number, Leroy. In that number.
Is that right up from the cleaners there? On that same side? You know where the cleaners is right there? Then Ken Joe's right.
Yeah, hang
floor.
On. Let me act like a radio host, okay? Hang on.
All right.
Since I really don't know, yes, that's exactly where it is, Leroy. How's that sound, Cinco? When you don't know, Cinco, in talk radio, what do you say? You say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes, yes, Leroy.
Yeah.
Okay. So what else is up, Leroy? What do you think about this weekend? You being somebody
well,
that has a...
Well, I got to talk about the O'Brien case first.
Right.
I think they needed him to play last Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And then they probably knew then that they were going to dismiss him. But they were short of players, so they're going to go ahead and let him play that game. And then, like I said, he got hurt. Then they did him, strapped on and everything. He was good, and, you know, wasn't nothing wrong with him. Then they get back Monday and tell him he's off of the team. So I'm thinking they needed him Saturday, so they let him go ahead and play. What do you think?
I think that I think that when I start thinking like that,
yeah.
I don't believe that. I think if you, what you're telling me is they used him, quote unquote. I don't believe that. No,
you don't believe so.
No. Don't believe that.
So then when they got back home, then they decided they're going to dismiss him, right?
No, I don't believe that. You believe that. You believe that. No, I just think it was happenstance. I don't think this staff uses their players. I just don't. No, Sean, do you think that? I don't think that.
Well, I hope not, because I've criticized that.
Well, you know, I got an opinion
for doing that, but I hope not.
Yeah, we hope not. The truth is, with matters such as these, Leroy, you never know. Let me ask Cinco this. Cinco, does that go on in college football and in major college sports? Yes, just like it goes on in life. Sure it does. That type of using of people. I don't believe Butch Jones is that type of person, which makes it really easy for me to root for him. because behind the scenes he's proven himself not to be that kind of guy. I mean, there are things about him that I can criticize, we can all criticize, just like there are things about me or you or anybody, but I don't think that's the case with Butch Jones, Dr. Sinclair.
I would suggest this. I'm led to believe that this dismissal was out of Butch Jones' hands.
I agree with that.
So if it would have come up earlier in the previous week or earlier in that week, I'm not sure why an administrator would side with a football coach and let him do that. So I don't really, if you want to question, if a coach does it, I can question that motivation. But in this situation, I think it was out of his hands.
So Leroy, I guess the point is, this thing was, what was the deal here? The decision was made above Butch Jones's head, and I believe that to be the case as well. That lines up with what I've heard on the Danny O'Brien deal. Look, no football coach in America wants to lose a kid that can play. And Danny O'Brien, the last time I checked, can really play. He can really play.
He's having a hell of a season.
He's having a great season. I mean, he's a leader. People that think, Sean, that they're going to get better for dismissing him are, I believe, crazy, Doc.
Well, certainly you don't get better from a depth standpoint, but, you know, these things happen. If we wouldn't have seen the evolution of Colton Jumper without Kirkland being injured.
Yep.
So I certainly don't. Look, I don't really care about the depth and all that stuff. I hope this doesn't. I hope this has a positive influence on Danny's life going forward. That's all I really care
about. Amen to that. That's well put. Leroy, can I ask you something on the way home?
Yes, sir.
We continue to have like a growth period here, and I've got some overgrowth in my yard. And I was wondering if I could borrow that weed eater that you got from Tony Robinson. I really need to get some work done at my house. I need to do some work.
I can bring it to the game Saturday.
Okay, the gas powered. So Tony Robinson did deliver that weed eater from John in Gainesville. You can tell me that.
Okay, I can bring it Saturday. You coming to the game Saturday, don't you?
Leroy, can I come and sneak in your section on Saturday? Because I'm giving my tickets away. Can I come sneak in?
I don't know about that.
Huh?
That's not like the football. We talking about Danny O'Brien. That'd be unethical. And my boss don't play that.
Wait. Leroy, that's not what you told me off the air.
I did.
I'm going to imitate you right now. Ha! Ha! Ha!
No, I don't remember that.
Ha! Leroy, I love you. You're my guy.
Yeah, I love you too, brother.
Are we going to win this weekend, Leroy, on the way out?
Not going to lose by 8.
We're going to lose by 8.
Yes, sir.
Leroy, 5, 4, 3, 1. You're out of here, Leroy. Stick a fork in him. 865-200-5402. Doc Sinclair, tell the living listener where they can find you when you're practicing in your practice. That you practice?
Well, we're out in Maryville on 321 Lamar Alexander Parkway, right down from Blount Memorial Hospital. We are somewhat of a full-service general dentistry practice. And if we are accepting new patients now, and if you'd like a switch, insurance change, or what have you, please give us a ring, 681-3004. Thank you, Tony.
Does Tennessee have a hope? Do they have a hope? I want some hope. Keep hope alive. My theme for today is dream, dreams, dream. And I want you to send me some dream songs like this one right here. This goes out to Donkey Boy Sean Sinclair. Little Ronnie James Dio. Beating Alabama might just be a rainbow in the dark, but if you look hard enough, you can see it. With the Wolf Pack. Brief timeout as we continue. Keep on dreaming, Dio. More after this.
spread the word and get the app at TonyBasilio.com for Android and iPhones.
So you had a drink or two at your neighbor's barbecue and you jumped in the pool with your clothes on. You dropped the burger on the ground, but you still choked it down just following the 5-second rule. You shot a bottle rocket out of a gas can. You tried to ride a cooler down the hill. You nearly burned the neighbor's house to the ground when you dumped a lighter fluid on a propane grill.
People make some bad decisions when they're drinking, but the worst one of all is to get behind the wheel, booze it, and lose it. Paid for by the Tennessee Governor's Highway Safety Office.
Go Big Orange! Welcome, Knoxville, to the new Yahoo Sports Radio 1180. WVLZ Knoxville. Spread the word and get the app at TonyBasilio.com for Android and iPhones.
Citizens National Bank. You want a bank that lets you bank when and where you want to. Your local branch, the grocery store, your computer, your phone, it's up to you. You want people who care about taking care of you and your money too. Citizens National Bank. Banking never felt so good.
Are you getting penalized because you can't make it to your bank on time? No need for unnecessary roughness. It's time for a new game plan. Bank at our in-store branches inside area Kroger, Food City, and Walmart stores. Open weekdays till 7 p.m., Saturdays till 2 p.m., and open most holidays. Visit cmbtn.com for a branch near you.
Citizens National Bank. Banking never felt so good.
Member FDIC.
Wings Express wants to spice up your weekdays with great lunch specials. On that original Spicy's recipe you fell in love with on campus all those years ago. Wings Express is flying with a dine-in lunch special every day from 11 to 2. Buy 10 wings and get 5 free. Mondays and Fridays, catch the catfish special with delicious catfish, hush puppies, coleslaw, and fries, only $6.49 all day. Tuesday's Wingman Day, 50 wings, only $20. That's 50 wings for only $20 on Tuesdays. People come from miles around to get that original Spicy's recipe. Taste the difference at Wings Express. Wings so next level, they'll make you want to take off and fly. Wings Express, 5227 Clinton Highway. Online at wingsexpress.com or call 357-WING. When you're hungry, fly high with that original Spicy's recipe and the great taste of Wings Express. Ergonomics, big word. Surely you've heard of it. Comfort in the workplace? It's the new rage. And it's coming to an office near you. Because Office Furniture Outfitters is on the cutting edge of this craze. Adjustable height, sit-to-stand desks and surfaces. Chairs that won't send you to Tennessee Sports Medicine. Monitor arms that allow you to adjust your screen to where you are. The goal is to keep you out of neck and back pain. Imagine the impact. A healthy worker is a happy worker. Sitting is the new smoking. Don't stand for sitting. Office Furniture Outfitters, allowing your workers to do their job effectively in comfortable positions. The best part? Ergonomic solutions from Office Furniture Outfitters will literally fit any budget. With a state-of-the-art showroom on the corner of 17th and Grand Avenue, online at ofonox.com, Office Furniture Outfitters.
Wait, 1 foot? For five? Seriously? I mean, I'm no mathematizer, but $5 for one measly foot? That doesn't seem fair. What about two? 2 feet for five. Yeah! At Kenjo Markets, we want to make sure little things don't ruin your day. So the next time hunger strikes you, just pull into any Kenjo Market and grab a 2-foot-long Super Granddaddy sandwich. This monster of a sandwich piled high with 5 kinds of meat, cheese, tomato, and onion. They're made fresh daily, and they're just $5. Seriously, where else can you get a 2-foot sandwich for just $5? The 2-foot-long Super Granddaddy sandwich, only at Kenjo Markets and only $5. Because whenever you see the running Indian, we want you to think about convenience, not inconvenience. Kenjo Markets, where everyone understands it's the little things that count. Actually, this is kind of a big thing. I mean, it's a whole extra foot for the same price.
visit or move. Smart Bank.
Putting off buying that new furniture or appliances you so desperately need because you're strapped for cash? Let SmartWay help. At SmartWay, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, pick the flexible pay plan you want. 2, pick out the furniture, appliances, electronics, even tires you want. 3, SmartWay delivers and sets up everything for free. Go to GoSmartWay.net right now and get pre-approved for up to $3,000.
Be smart,